This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Fun Friday, the 9th of August is upon us. Following what's going on in the world, are you? Well, maybe you aren't quite up to date. There are things to think about, things to talk about, things you have not heard before. Concepts, ideas will keep you and your heart from breaking. We have had a lot of stuff this week that has been kind of heartbreaking, I think, if you go back over it. But sometimes when that happens, you're forced to grow quickly, and sometimes you come out of it better. Let's hope that's the case as we review all of these things that have happened this week on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here to do that. So is Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen listens and helps put all of the ideas together the sound. You hear, well, there's a little noise too in and among it. So let's get started, Jennifer, with what you feel is, and Jennifer, Victoria, certainly feel free to jump in with any observations that you have. You were in New York for a concert the other night. I'd be curious, after we're all done looking at this, whether there was anything in the air, anything other than, I was going to say, Freddie Mercury's voice, Adam Lambert's voice, that people felt about getting together in a large group like that in a big venue like that. But first, Jen, how about an overview?
Yeah, an update on what was obviously a really tough week for everybody in this country. Even if you didn't know someone who was touched by the violence, I think everybody just has this fatigue of what's going on as far as mass shootings and the political posturing and just all of it. It just seems like a lot. And at the White House today, the first reaction from the White House is to have a summit where they're going to bring in a lot of these social media platforms to talk about better identifying online violent extremism. And that's because there are a lot of different platforms that were used to help spread the message of these shooters before they even picked up the gun to go into either the Walmart or the Garlic Festival or into Dayton, Ohio, into the Oregon District to perpetrate a crime. There are a couple of different companies that are going to be a part of this, including the usual suspects, Facebook, Twitter, Google, obviously. But there also will be a lot of interest around 8chan. Apparently, 4chan is kind of this offshoot of Reddit. And ladies, if you know more about this, let me know, because this is all stuff that's new to me. So 4chan is an offshoot of Reddit. 8chan is an offshoot of those who were cleared off of 4chan for being too violent, too angry, too aggressive. 8chan is a site that was used by the Walmart shooter, who is still alive and in custody. And so there's some pressure from Congress and from the administration to get the owner, James Watkins, of 8chan to go sit and testify before Congress. He will be a part of this conversation today at the White House. So that will go on, identifying this better to see what we can do to try to stop these things if they are advertising them essentially online. There's also some talk about bipartisan gun control legislation that's going on. Red flag laws is a bill that's being worked on by Richard Blumenthal and Lindsey Graham that's being talked about and thrown around with the president. Meanwhile, all of this going on, and I don't know if any of you heard about The Hunt. Did any of you hear about this?
No.
No.
Universal Pictures has a movie that's supposed to come out in less than a month.
And that's supposed to be based on The Most Dangerous Game, right?
I don't know
the short story.
I don't know that it's based on anything. It might, it's a satire, or at least that's what they're saying is a satire. But they've been running promos for it all week, and essentially the premise is that they're going out to hunt deplorables are going out to hunt people who are on the red side of the country. They've even pitted it in the preview as it's red state versus blue state. They send some
horrible
people who are politically active to an island so that they can go kill people that probably believe along the same lines that I do. So this movie from Universal got a lot of attention yesterday because many networks like ESPN decided that they were going to pull the preview because it didn't seem to be politically advantageous to try to hunt Trump supporters in at least this political climate, but that's what the movie suggests. So now there's a little bit of controversy as to whether or not the movie will be released in a month, but Universal says they're still standing by their plan to release the film. So
here's what you do about that. You don't watch it.
Right.
You don't go to
I
see
won't.
It. You boycott it. You make sure that you stay as far away from it as possible and make as much noise about how disgusting it is on social media or otherwise. So slam it. Jam
yeah.
it.
Look, that's all you can do. But it's like the same argument about how video games inspire yeah. people. A movie about killing Trump supporters, that also seems like it could be inspirational, too.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, you'd have to be psychotic to even want to see that movie, and for one, which I would have absolutely zero interest in.
Hillary Swank is in it. I mean, there's like a big cast in this. I can't even.
I don't know much. I've seen the preview, and as soon as I saw the preview, this just the other night it was on, and I said to Lewis, he goes, "What is this movie?" And I said, "Oh, I bet that's based on The Most Dangerous Game. That's a short story from I forget who wrote it, but a million years ago, and it's about a wealthy guy who owns this big estate, and he invites these individuals that he handpicks because they're all kind of like have different things going on in life.
He owns an island, and the shipwrecked people
yeah.
who like their ships wreck near the island, and they end up on it, and he invites them in, and he's friendly, and then
yeah.
suddenly he invents
and then he hunts them.
Yeah, like he puts
yeah.
them out into the forest, and then he hunts after
there
them.
There are several versions
yeah.
of this that have
yeah.
been around.
Yeah. See, that's what I thought this was based on. I didn't hear anything about red versus blue or whatever, but that's I don't know. Well, Hillary Swank, like, where's she been anyway?
Well, yeah. all of these
sure.
things are not irrelevant, but they certainly do point to, making a state.
Well, yeah, either way, it's not great because it's lots of people being
awful.
Killed. What I'm reading is that there's, you know, a group of elite hunters, and then one of those hunters turns on the other hunters and kills them, and then, I don't think that's a spoiler. That's out on the Internet.
So
and,
is that a,
and then
who cares?
Yeah,
a red
spoil
versus
it.
Blue thing?
I don't know. It sounds like then it's blue against blue, and then she goes to find the person who's behind it all. I haven't seen any commercials for it. I've heard rumors about it, so I don't know anything about the like political nuance behind it either. But it just sounds like to me this is not a movie that really has much plot. It just seems
or value.
Yeah, it doesn't seem very entertaining to me. So,
well, hopefully no one will see it.
Who's entertained? We all have normal sort of to quasi-normal minds and attitudes towards things, but there are a lot of people that don't. Let me take a side street here for a minute, will you? If you don't mind, who's going to object? I have seen some things about the Arquette family that have made me think a lot about where people come up with their ideas. Do you know the history, the story of the Arquette family? We know who's around now, Patricia and
David. Rosanna, still,
and
right?
Rosanna, right.
right.
The other one,
Alexis died of... No, she died of AIDS a couple...
No, she didn't. Okay.
A year ago, years ago?
She was transgender, wasn't there?
She was the first transgender actress that worked in the mainstream, yeah.
Right, okay. So, their father was a famous actor and a comedian named Cliff Arquette. Do you know about him? Have you ever heard about
no.
him? Okay. So if you Google Cliff Arquette, this is what I grew up on. This fellow was in variety shows. He was an actor in all kinds of children's movies, television shows, that sort of thing. This guy was around for a long, long time, and these are his offspring. The Arquette family. So when the reason
yeah,
I went
his
back
grandchildren.
To, yeah,
but yeah.
But the reason I go back to it is because of the thing this statement that Rosanna made about being ashamed of being white and being brought up in America in a family of privilege, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's just one person's opinion, but has gotten an outrageous amount of coverage, shall we say. And I just I find it, I don't think anybody who has integrity has anything to be ashamed of. If you have money, good. If you've earned it, fine, all the better. If you have it and it's trust fund stuff, okay. But the I don't even understand her thinking. Here's a woman that
was
in Pulp
Fiction. A lot of people are thinking like this. A lot of people feel like they have to apologize
for what they
have. Here's what she
said, Jennifer. Yeah. I'm sorry I was born white and privileged. It disgusts me. And I feel so much shame. So then if you, why don't you do something about it? If you want to, if
what
you,
can you do about it, though?
About
well,
it.
This is the thing to me, is people who say stuff like this are not actually thinking for themselves. They're just, you know, going on the internet and seeing what really out there people are complaining about, and then, you know, they feel the need to put this out there. I don't know if it's to make themselves seem like an ally or something, but I don't think there's anything wrong with being white or having money. It has to do with the kind of person you are and how
right.
you act.
Thank
if
you, bingo.
If you're white and you're rich and you treat people terribly, then right. you should be ashamed of treating people terribly. Yeah. But if you have money and you do good things with it, or you're a nice person, then that's fine. There's not an issue with that.
Here's one of the, I thought it was interesting, as I looked at some of the responses to this. Here's a lady named Jinaya. I don't know where she's from. She's a nurse. Get out of here with that. My mother is white, never had any privilege. She busted her butt while raising five children. Still to this day, everything she has works. She's worked hard for, not given a handout. Girl, bye. Officially pissed off both races and me, black and white, because apparently her father... My mother was white.
This irritates me too, because and you ask where it comes from. It comes from, look, just you don't have to look any further than the candidates who are running in 2020. How many, when you watch a debate, what do you hear? You hear that billionaires are bad, rich people are bad,
right.
white people are bad.
Tax
That's all you
more.
Hear. And so of course people are going, oh my God, I'm white and I'm rich. Oh my God, what am I going to do? I better apologize because oh no, and because they've become the enemy because everybody apparently needs someone to hate. I don't buy it. I'm a white person who works 17 hours a day. I don't feel like that's privilege. I feel like that's hard work. Am I blessed? Absolutely. I'm grateful. But I don't know.
See, the thing about white privilege that's been talked about so much recently, I think everyone's got white privilege wrong. People are either offended by the idea of white privilege or they're apologizing for it. But the thing is, white privilege is nothing more than if you are a white person, yes, maybe you grew up on welfare and maybe you've had a really hard life. Maybe you work 17 hours a day and only make minimum wage. But the thing about that, if you are white, the color of your skin will never prevent you from succeeding. And that's all white privilege is. That's what it is. And that's what the difference between a poor white person and a poor black person. The black person's color of their skin will still put them on the negative column. And a white person, even though they might be poor too, they will still have more opportunity. That's all white privilege is. And that exists.
Don't you think that outlook is dangerous, though?
Don't
you think the reason it exists is because people say stuff like that?
No, that's because that's exactly the fact.
If I tell you,
I'm not going to argue the point, but I'm going to tell you that in the community that I live in, which has a black mayor and now many people in government who are black, is the opposite of what you said. It may not be the rule. But privilege, black privilege, is something that has come of
Forget
age
any
here.
Privilege. I think that's crap. I think right now, look, if you're told all the time that you're going to lose the game no matter what, just based on who you are, you're going to lose the game. That's the problem, is that by these messages of trying to uplift a certain race over another, you're holding people down because they think they need help to uplift themselves, that they don't have it within themselves. And I don't know, I guess that's what offends me about all of this, because I believe in an individual. I believe in an individual who can do whatever they want in this
and
country.
And you believe
that,
and that's the right attitude, but most people do not. Talk to any. I have a lot of black friends who have totally. Well, I have a lot of black friends from different backgrounds, and they all have very similar stories. So it's a thing. It's real. I think we need to talk about it.
I think that there is much more. Well, we're run out of time. It's an interesting outshoot of the conversation from this week, though. No question about that. 21 at the hour here on the DJV program.
Hi. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade, he'd let us in, knows where we've been. In his octopus's garden, in the shade.
Ringo's always been my second favorite. McCartney was my first, or is still. But Ringo set a very interesting tone for the Beatles. This is one of those. The octopus's garden.
I love this song.
It's a fabulous song. Crank us up, Kara, would you please?
In the shade.
Unbelievable. Good stuff.
We would be warm. He had below the storm.
Nobody ever really paid any attention to his voice until the group broke up. Yeah, he was the Yellow Submarine and stuff, but he was a character and still is at, I think, 78 or 79, if I'm not mistaken. He's at it. The reason we're playing Octopus's Garden, or have some of this music from Abbey Road, is because the expanded final masterpiece of the Beatles' Abbey Road is now in focus. 50 years ago yesterday, on August 8, 1969, the Beatles walked back and forth across the street that they knew very, very well. That was Abbey Road. John, Paul, George, Ringo lined up and crossed a few times while a policeman held up traffic right outside the studio where they were already booked to show up for work. The whole photo session took 10 minutes. Became their most iconic image, though. Abbey Road became the most popular album the Beatles ever made. Also turned out to be the last album they ever made. And so now, 50 years later, the Abbey Road story takes a turn with Super Deluxe Edition, which will drop next month in time for the anniversary. Last Supper producer Giles Martin, son of George Martin, who was the Beatles producer, says, they said, let's do one last great thing. The new Abbey Road edition follows the model of the Sgt. Pepper and the White Album sets from the past couple of years. And like them, it explores the vaults to find fresh surprises in music. The fans, all of this music we all know by heart, for sure. It's the Beatles' best-selling album, but it's also a bittersweet finale from four friends all preparing at that time to go their separate ways. Last time John, Paul, George, and Ringo played together was when they cut I Want You, She's So Heavy. There's a new mix from Martin in stereo, surround sound, Dolby. There's a coffee table book about McCartney's foreword, with his foreword. And there are also 23 outtakes and demos to enhance that album, which, again, most people, I don't think, does it make a difference what age you are, ladies? Most people have heard this album,
in terms
right,
of hearing the album?
Yeah, knowing the songs.
I don't know that I've heard all of the album, but I'm sure I know all the big hits off of it, for sure.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this is not going to be the start. They knew this was going to be the start of something new. The studio banter featured on the new set brings the sessions to life, and that's what I like about all these things. I want to listen to them as they go through takes that didn't end up on the album, or their conversation
apparently
back
just,
and forth with each other.
Yeah, it's their conversation while they were recording. One of the Beatles, I think Paul goes to get some coffee, and then John breaks into song about how Paul never brings him coffee anymore, and apparently there are a lot of really fun moments like that that are on this new set, so it's going to be great for Beatles fans.
Yep, it sure is. Also in the fan department, if you want to move on, Bruce Springsteen has lots of fans flocking to Asbury Park on Wednesday for the premiere of the film Blinded by the Light. They got a pretty incredible surprise near the end of the evening when Springsteen showed up to perform four songs, joined by Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. They played Talk to Me, which was the Wilson Pickett classic. The song 6345789 was a Wilson Pickett song. Sherry Darling and Sam Cooke's We're Having a Party. Blinded by the Light, if you don't know, is an adaptation of a memoir called Greetings from Asbury Park, Race, Religion, and Rock and Roll. It centers on a young man named Sarfaz Manzoor. Is that how you pronounce his name? I don't even know.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
He's a British guy.
Yeah. His teenage years as a Bruce Springsteen fanatic in England. 1987, that era. It premiered at the Sundance Film Festival early this year. It's rolling out at theaters around the country. The performance comes a month after Springfield made another surprise appearance with Southside Johnny and the Asbury. What'd I say?
Springfield.
Oh. Me too.
Close enough.
Yeah, him too. Yeah, right, exactly. He's Rick's close cousin.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is a big deal, and those of you, I like Springsteen, maybe not quite as much as the Beatles, but a lot of great music there, so this is homage for that. 29 past the hour here on the DJV program.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the heels of mass shootings that have rattled the nation, a man's in custody after causing a scare at a Springfield, Missouri Walmart. Reportedly, the man in his 20s was wearing body armor and military fatigues, carrying what police call a tactical rifle. It prompted a Walmart worker to pull the fire alarm, and the suspect then walked out an emergency door, where an off-duty firefighter held him at gunpoint until police officers responded and took him into custody. House Democrat Dick Durbin is in agreement with President Trump that former Democratic Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich's case should be looked at, as Trump suggests he may commute Blagojevich's sentence.
He's clearly demonstrated is guilty of wrongdoing in public office. He was convicted of that and sentenced and has paid a heavy price.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To continue our celebration of this Friday, August the 9th, I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, your ideas, your thoughts, if you will, some sports news in a manner of speaking, kind of an interesting reality in baseball. First, however, those of you who drink Arizona iced tea, you like Arizona iced tea? Would you like to have a little different flavor? A little different twist to your iced tea? Victoria, what's going on here?
That's exactly what's going to happen. Arizona Iced Tea is the latest food brand to get into the cannabis business. And Arizona Beverage Company, which is the company that makes Arizona Iced Tea, they have announced a partnership with Dixie Brands, which is a marijuana-based marijuana company that's based in Denver. And through this partnership, they're going to make cannabis-infused products, including gummies and vaping pens. And the Wall Street Journal has reported on this, saying that the deal is still subject to approval from Dixie's board of directors, but it looks like everything's heading in that direction. Then they're going to also make a variety of marijuana-laced drinks, including their famous iced tea. They're also going to make lemonade, soda, coffee, and seltzer. Now, this is different from a lot of the CBD-infused foods that we've been hearing about lately. This will actually get you high. This is not stuff that is just going to have some CBD. Like, there are a lot of CBD seltzers and different sodas and stuff that are made now with that in it. But this is actually different. They are going the weed market.
Yeah, I mean, the confusion, this gets under my skin a little bit because there's so much confusion and negative thinking and ignorant thinking, frankly, in the comparison of what CBD products are from hemp and what THC products are from marijuana. They are not the same. They're not even closely related, other than if you look at the plant, you think that you're looking at the same thing, but you really aren't if you're schooled in it. I happen to be schooled in it because of where I'm going with some of the elements of my farm. And so I'm not somebody who's used it. I don't like the smell of it. I don't even want to be around it. I'm talking about the THC part of marijuana. But in terms of what can be done with it, there are so many people who just, they have blinders on. They see the same thing. There's this whole, this is like a lot of other things, frankly, in our country at the moment. There's a revolution of ignorance. And I don't know if that's a phrase we can coin. Maybe we should patent it or something, or trademark it. But that's really what it is. A lot of political points of view, a lot of social points of view, a lot of medical points. I mean, you name it. That is, anything that's a part of our society, there's really, and I don't even mind to use the word progressive. There's just there's a backwards way of thinking about stuff. That, I mean, it's fun sometimes to think in a backwards way. You, the three of you, tease me because of some of my older ideas, and maybe I'm not washed in the new thinking. But when it comes to things like this, where I see, especially with CBD, but to a point with THC products as well, that there is a benefit that gets completely swept under the rug because of the reefer madness crap that flows around. I get it, and I appreciate it, and I don't want people to use the stuff either, frankly, or abuse it, but it is there, and I'm more focused, frankly, as far as my farm is concerned, on the hemp side of things, because I think that's where the most good can be made, and frankly, where the most money can be made, so that I can put the mortgage on my farm to rest. But I hear some of this stuff, and you know, I don't even know how they're going to do this. How are they going to market this?
Well, the marketing actually will probably take care of itself. This is all going to be sold in dispensaries in California, Colorado, Maryland, Michigan, and Nevada to start, as well as Canada,
wherever
Latin America,
legal.
Anywhere that it is legal. Yeah, and so, you know, I've never been into a dispensary, but I'm imagining that they're looking more and more like candy stores at this point. And so all these types of products there's a lot of variety now. So people who don't want to smoke marijuana, there are a million other ways that you can ingest it. So you can use a vaping pen.
Oh, yeah.
You can eat gummies. You can drink it now. So, you know, it's just, I think this is probably going to be a slam dunk for Arizona. They're the first company to really get out there. This is, I mean, Arizona IC, we all know the name. It's a huge company.
Yeah.
And so they're really the first ones to get out there in this space. Now, on the other side of the CBD coin, because like you said, it's, as we know, it's two totally different things. You know, big brands like Coca-Cola and Ben & Jerry's, they're getting involved with exploring the idea of CBD-infused foods.
Yeah.
And so, now those are edibles that do not have any THC. And so you might have CBD in Ben & Jerry's ice cream, maybe ice cream pops, whatever it is. But people are definitely seem to be going down two divergent roads. You're either going to go down the CBD road, which a lot of companies already have, or like in Arizona's case, I think they want to be trailblazers and go right down into the dispensaries. And then eventually, I think that we're probably moving closer and closer to more states legalizing recreational marijuana. And even if it's medical marijuana, if it's in a dispensary, you can still drink Arizona iced tea if you want to have, you know, if you have a medical card in one of the states that, you know, that has medical marijuana, it's probably a much more appealing way to ingest it.
Yep.
If you have cancer or glaucoma or any of the things that marijuana has been prescribed for.
No question about it. So that's, but there'll be more of this as it develops. And it's kind of fun, but it's also kind of serious in terms of understanding
the truth behind the fiction, if you will. Sports news, focus on those damn Yankees and the Chicago White Sox playing a game at the Field of Dreams, the actual Field of Dreams.
This is so cool.
It really is.
I would love to go see this game. I don't even like baseball that much because it's so long, but I would love to see this game.
Tuesday, they're going to play in the Field of Dreams. There's an 8,000-seat ballpark.
No, it's next year. It's 2020.
Oh, 2020.
Yeah, they have to start building the seats on the field.
Right,
yeah.
Because if you build it, Doug, then they'll come.
They'll come.
Yes.
Thank you, Jennifer. This is something from Major League Baseball. So who's paying for all of this? Is Major League Baseball paying for all the build-out?
I think the state of Iowa has worked with, yeah, because they're trying to do, well, remember that someone trashed the Field of Dreams? Do you remember that from last year? Someone, did donuts in the field and ruined it, and then it got rebuilt, so now it's back, and it's still a tourist attraction. But I think that MLB is probably throwing some money in with the state of Iowa. And but the cool thing is, you can actually walk through the cornfield where it was filmed, where all the players came in and out, and that's going to be part of the scene for this baseball game, which is really, really neat.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good. There seems to be controversy involved in anything these days, whether it's sports. We like to think, at least I grew up thinking, that sports was a diversion from the real world. Whether it was baseball, mostly it was baseball for me. My father's a professional baseball player, but he played semi-pro football as well. And I heard that conversation. There was always talk about it and watching things as television. Remember, the first television set we had in my house was 8 inches.
Wait, did you just say your father was a professional baseball player?
Yes. Yeah, he played in the New Jersey League.
The Jersey League? Wow.
Yeah, it was back then. I mean, I'm talking about before World War II.
That's so cool, though. I never knew that. I knew you said he was a professional golfer.
Yeah. Well, he's done a lot of. He did a lot of that stuff. Anyway, I'm not a fan. I'm not a big sports fan. Maybe because of that, you know, growing up around it, kind of having to eat, sleep, and breathe it. But I thought there was you can't seem to get away from all of these comments. There's something from one of the White Sox players, a pitcher named Lucas, I think it's G-I-O-L-I-T-O, Giolito, is that right? Do you know what happened?
I don't know
His wife criticized Anthony Schwarzak's wife for posting comments about what happened in El Paso on Facebook. And they went back and forth, discussed it, you know. And so the reason I bring it up, it's not to throw a damper on the discussion about the White Sox and the Yankees playing in Field of Dreams and thinking, oh, this is a fabulous way to get our minds off of all of this stuff. But it also, the comments that these ladies made back and forth and their husbands now back and forth on it, it sort of solidifies what I was just saying about how everything becomes an issue. No matter what your interest in the world, no matter what it is that you do for a living, no matter who your friends are, we are enveloped in this, all of this stuff. I've been watching, I haven't watched the whole series on Showtime, but I did watch a full episode last night of the Roger Ailes thing that Showtime did. What a disgusting pig. And not
Is that
only
the one with Russell Crowe?
Yeah. Yeah. He plays it to
he looks like him with all the makeup and everything.
Oh, God. Yeah, with the makeup. But the way the story, you know, I'm sure there's a slant. Maybe I should more
you think?
Adequately. But he was not a good person, Jennifer.
There are plenty of people on the right who have said he's a horrible person.
There's
so
plenty of people
on
the right. They're like Shepard Smith, though, who you would expect to come out and take him to task. Was like, he was always nice to me. He was always nice to my partner. I don't know. I mean, there's always two sides to every story.
Yeah,
but certainly he
is.
Did some things that were questionable.
The only reason I bring it up is because that is an example of how the news media, the food for thought here isn't necessarily about Ailes and what kind of a man he was and what went on at Fox, but the bigger picture of how people have their minds manipulated by folks who are clever, whether it's producing movies, whether it's producing television news shows, whether it's even magazines, newspapers, the New York Times, the slant that is so obvious everywhere in society is very distressing, frankly. Getting something, and I don't know that you're going to fix it. I don't know that there is a fix to it. It just is an observation on my part how it is so very difficult to get a fresh perspective, a unique perspective, an unwashed perspective on anything that goes on. It just is. And it's become red and blue, and everything is red and blue. You know, where's the white in there? I don't mean white people. I'm just talking about where's the red, white, and blue. Having said that, I saw that today is National Veep Day, and all I could think of was Julia Louis-Dreyfus and that sort of silly television show that she was in for. How many seasons did that go on? Seven?
Seven or eight, yeah.
Right. August 9th, 1974, Richard Nixon resigned from the presidency. How many of us listening or thinking about today thought about that? The reason it's Veep Day is because Vice President Gerald Ford was on that day sworn in as president. First time a vice president became president because of a resignation of the president. So National Veep Day takes place on this anniversary, but instead of sort of celebrating just one vice president or the office of vice president, the day celebrates the succession plan for the presidency in our country. Article 2, Section 1, Clause 6 of the Constitution details how a vice president can assume the office. Clause further clarified by the 25th Amendment, which also detailed the procedures for filling a vacancy in the vice presidency. It was these procedures that were used when Ford was nominated by Richard Nixon to become vice president after Spiro Agnew, who had been the vice president, resigned because he took bribes. And he was seriously a guy. You want to talk about a bad guy. Oh, my God, what memories of Spiro Agnew. And the opposite, Gerald Ford, and Richard Nixon was smart. Gerald Ford was the cleanest politician of his time. He was then, and in history, in retrospect, if we go back now, Gerald Ford, it's interesting because he ran for the presidency against Jimmy Carter and he didn't win. But the only reason he didn't win is because he pardoned Nixon. And that was enough it was fresh enough in people's minds to have them not want to have Gerald Ford as president. He was, in fact, a very good president. He was a fabulously good human being. And I think today, we learned a lot when Jimmy Carter was president, and he was a good human being, too. I mean, think about it this way. Jimmy Carter was the only... He and Gerald Ford became such great friends that the only person on the plane when Gerald Ford's body flew back to Michigan for interment was Jimmy Carter. Really?
I didn't know that's interesting.
Yeah. Very, very special guy.
Wow.
All right, television news, Jen. What's up tonight and on the weekend?
Well, let's start with the weekend. If you're ready for some award shows, well, they've got them for you. Some Teen and Kids Choice Awards. On Saturday, you'll get the Kids Choice Sports Awards 2019. That's on Nickelodeon. Michael Strahan hosts that one. Serena Williams, James Harden, they'll all be there at 8 o'clock on Nickelodeon. Then on Sunday, you've got the Teen Choice Awards 2019. That's on the Fox Network at 8 o'clock. Robert Downey Jr., Candace Cameron Bure, and the Joe Bros will be on hand for TV, music, movie, and sports stars nabbing the big old surfboard. Check that out on Fox at 8 o'clock tonight. If you're looking for some fun, Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders making the team is new tonight on CMT. That's at 9 o'clock. And the season finale of The Ghosts of Morgan City on the Travel Channel at 9.
10 before the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After the hour, time for us to take a look at the, or listen, this is not television, so the listening, the point, the sharp point of your ears needs to be up in gear as we go through the top five items from the world of technology that we've covered this past week. Victoria Keelan is here to do the honors, starting at number five, and the bike path.
Equinox. Yeah, Equinox is in the news a lot this week. On the political side of it, the guy who is, I guess, one of the major investors, or I don't know what his exact connection to Equinox and SoulCycle is, but he came under fire because he's hosting a huge rally for Trump. And so the people started canceling, in New York City, people started canceling their Equinox and SoulCycle memberships. But Equinox is also in the news this week for tech reasons. And the reason for that is they are launching their own Peloton-like bike, and this is going to be a direct competition for Peloton, and we see Peloton ads everywhere, all over TV and social media. That is essentially, if you don't know what that is, it's a cycle, like a regular bike that you have at home, and it's connected on a screen, so you're joining a virtual spin class. And so Equinox and SoulCycle, SoulCycle being the biggest probably spinning brand in America, they're going to have their own bikes. Now, they have not announced prices yet, but they will begin selling them in the winter. So this is probably going to be a very big Christmas item for a lot of at-home spinning fans. So it's be interesting to see how much they cost compared to the Peloton, because it's not cheap.
Number four this week, on our way to number one, is a pledge from Google.
Google has pledged to include recycled materials in all of its Made by Google products by the year 2022. Now, this will include Pixel phones, Pixel books, Google Home speakers, Nest cameras, and accessories like cases and charging stands. And they're already using some recycled plastic, but they're going to really up their game. Now, this follows Apple has a green initiative that they've been doing. Samsung has announced a similar pledge. And so Google said that it is going to make all of its shipments carbon neutral by 2020. That's a very ambitious endeavor. And that's they want to promote sustainability in their hardware division. And so they currently have a recycling partnership program. If you have any Google products that you no longer want, they will send a shipping label to you, and you don't have to, it won't cost you anything, and you can send all your Google devices back in, and then they will use the parts and recycle them.
All right, there you go. Number three, a Disney announcement that got some attention this week, dollars and cents.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Disney really kind of came in hot for Netflix and for Amazon Prime Video. Their new bundle package of three streaming services will be Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus, and it will only be $12.99 a month starting November 12th. Now, this bundle is cheaper than the competitive streaming services, and it's also significantly cheaper than HBO's new Max, which is going to probably be around $16 to $17 a month. Hulu's currently $5.99 a month with ads, and ESPN Plus is $4.99, so to get all of that bundled in, which means you get hundreds of MLB, NHL, and MLS games, you get tennis and college sports, PGA golf, and so it's going to be a whole lot of stuff. So this was the announcement that a lot of Disney Plus fans were waiting for, and it didn't disappoint.
All right. Number two, those son of a you-know-whats from Equifax have managed to screw you one more time.
Oh, yeah. Talk about a big disappointment. People who were originally told that if they were affected by the massive breach of security information from Equifax, which affected 147 million people who had their identity theft, credit card theft, all kinds of things happened to them, they were told that they would get a settlement check of $125 each. So then the Federal Trade Commission stepped in and said, you know, there's probably not going to be enough money for everyone to do this and to get a check, so maybe just choose the free credit monitoring option. Turns out that might be your only option, because even if you do get a check, it now calculates that you will only get $4.74. That's if you get a check at all. But if you choose the payout option, you won't get the free credit monitoring. The free credit monitoring is definitely the way to go.
Congress is in the action as far as all of the shootings are concerned, and it takes a tech turn here at number one.
Yeah, so congressional leaders they want to talk to Jim Watkins. He is the owner of 8chan. That is the message board that a lot of these attacks have been, there was activity from the shooters on 8chan before these acts. And so two of the three attacks that were detailed on 8chan took place in the U.S., one in El Paso and one in California. And so Congress wants to know what this guy's actually going to do about it. And I think we all want to know that.
Yep. Lots of questions and maybe a few answers. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right. While
it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.